Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Hey, welcome back from the weekend. It's time for second date update. Carson is joining us today. He messaged us about Olivia. Do we have that right, Carson?
That is correct. Yeah, I appreciate you helping me out here.
Okay, so tell us what is going on with Olivia.
Well, we went on a date 2 weeks ago, and she's been ghosting me ever since. I have no idea why. From my perspective and from what I sense from her, it was a great date. So
yeah. Stinks when it seems like it went well from your perspective, obviously. What did you guys do? Maybe tell us about it. We'll try to get to the bottom of it here.
Yeah, well, we went to a sushi making class, which that was her idea. I did have a good time, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, we like that. We love these unique dates, Carson. And was it difficult? So a sushi making class, was that like tough to like have some sort of interaction with Olivia while listening and kind of learning how to make sushi at the same time?
No, honestly, it took some of the pressure off. Like, if you're sitting down at a date and it's just you're across the table from the person, like, there can be those awkward silences. But a class, it's like, one, there's an activity. Two, there are other people there.
Yeah.
So we still got a fair amount of interaction with each other, but it kind of took the pressure off the whole situation. So
cool.
From my perspective, it was a good date.
Dumb question. Do you each make your own sushi, or are you like working together to make one like as a team? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good question. Everybody has their own station.
Okay.
You get all the materials, and you basically watch the instructor, and you follow along. So everyone is making their own. We made rolls.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Did anything happen, Carson, where you thought maybe it was an awkward moment or maybe a reason why Olivia is not getting back to you for a second date?
No, I've racked my brain, and I was like, was there a misstep? And I can't think of anything.
All right. What do you think, PT?
I don't know. I mean, it was her idea. So, like, even, you know, it wasn't like Carson saying, hey, let's go do sushi. So let's just give her a call. I mean, maybe she's got a reason for it, obviously.
Thanks.
Carson, you hold on right there. We're going to come right back. It's the second half of Second Date Update next on The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Thunder and PT's second date update.
Carson and Olivia had a unique first date. They went to a sushi making class.
We went on a date 2 weeks ago, and she's been ghosting me ever since. I have no idea why. From my perspective and from what I sense from her, it was a great date.
So we're here to get some answers from Olivia if she wants to see Carson again, if she agrees to come on. Second date update. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Olivia, please?
Speaking?
Yeah, hi, Olivia. I want to tell you right off the bat here, everything's fine. And sorry to trouble you this morning, but we are calling from 102.9 The Wolf. It's Thunder and PT.
And, good morning, Olivia.
And we are on the radio right now. And the reason we're calling is because we do a segment called Second Date Update. And we are calling you in regards to a gentleman that we think you know and went out with about 2 weeks ago. And his name is Carson from your sushi-making date. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do remember Carson.
Right. So this might be a little bit weird, but he reached out to us and told us about the date. And he's just wondering why you're ghosting him.
Yeah, he's kind of a perfectionist.
A perfectionist. Okay, so what do you mean? What happened?
We started out having a really good time together. We were laughing, getting to know each other. But, like, as soon as we started making sushi, he kept correcting me and making sure my sushi was what he thought was right. And at one point, he scooted me out of the way and just kind of took over my station.
Okay. So it felt a little controlling then.
Absolutely. So yeah.
Was he kind of, like, bossy about it?
Yeah, he was bossy. He kept being like, oh, you're not doing that right. Do it like this. Do it like that. And I was like, whoa, this is a class.
Yeah. So he literally, you're supposed to be learning it. That's the whole point,
right? He was kind of spoiling for you. It was kind of, he kind of was wrecking the fun, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to call him back.
Yeah. No, I can completely understand that would be a red flag, Olivia. And the thing is, and something we haven't told you yet, is that Carson, we talked to Carson on the radio here about 5 minutes ago, and we just had him hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you, Olivia. He's listening in on the other line, and so he doesn't know any, I don't think he realizes any of this, and I feel like this would be really important for him to hear this from you, and maybe not from just us. So could we just, with your permission, could we conference him into the conversation here, and we could have a discussion about this because we didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys asking me. Mm-hmm. I think we can conference.
Okay, we will be right here. Yeah, and if it gets awkward, listen, we'll just hang up, you know, whatever. Or you can hang up, but just hold tight. Hey, Carson, can you hear us?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, Carson, we got a hold of Olivia. Were you able to hear her on the while you were on hold?
Yeah, yeah. I did hear some of that. Okay.
Okay, we're all on together. What is this controlling kind of?
Yeah, what would you like to say to Olivia?
Hey, Olivia. I honestly truly was not trying to be controlling or anything. I really just wanted your sushi to come out good.
Yeah, I was perfectly happy making my sushi the way I wanted to make it.
I mean, the way that you wanted to make it was a mess. You wanted to make it a mess. I mean.
Okay, I didn't ask for your help, and it's a class, and I wanted to do it myself.
Yeah, I hear you, but honestly, I thought maybe make sure that your sushi didn't look, you know, crazy. I just thought I'd maybe save the day for you.
Yeah, I didn't need saving.
Yeah, but it kind of looked like you did. Your rice was everywhere. Your salmon was cut at the wrong angle. you weren't rolling the roll tightly enough.
Olivia, is this any of that true?
I mean, maybe, yeah. I didn't know what I was doing because it was a class, but I didn't ask for help. Yeah, and I'm not some helpless little woman that needs a man to rescue her.
Right, Carson, did she ask you? Did she ask
you? Were I just said that you needed help to make your sushi look like the instructors, which it didn't. That's all.
But she didn't ask.
If I needed help, I would have asked.
Did she ask you for your help, Carson?
She was exhibiting the need for help.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean,
making her sushi.
I mean, with the fact that it's a class, you know, like, that's the way that you went about it is one way. You could also just say, like, you could laugh it off and say, well, you know, ha, 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 looks like we won't be eating your sushi tonight, you know, and just kind of be fun with it. I think, do you understand, Carson, where it could have come off like a little bit controlling the way you were kind of going about doing it?
You say controlling, I say helpful. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. Well, Olivia, is this a warning flag for you, a red flag?
Yeah, I already wasn't trying to see him. That's why I wasn't texting him back. But then this conversation is definitely, there's absolutely no way.
And you didn't pick up on this, Carson?
She wasn't welcoming the help?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that she was welcoming the help. I like a partner who challenges me and who makes me, you know, a better person. I thought my help was making her sushi look better. I thought it was improving her skills. But I guess that's controlling these days.
Now back to you, Olivia. It's a no then, obviously, for a second date.
Absolutely not.
Carson, have you learned anything from this?
Yeah, I've learned that Olivia is incapable of accepting help.
Or making sushi.
I mean, I knew that already.
You got to remember, that's the determining factor on her side of it. You know what I mean? Not like, you don't get to decide if you're being helpful or not, because if she perceives it to be controlling, then it's like, that's the problem, you know?
Olivia, you feel that Carson's just kind of a big walking Godzilla role.
Right? Yeah, I mean, even this lack of accountability or apology, I'm not interested.
Okay.
All right, I'll apologize. I'm sorry for helping you.
Yeah, but it was sushi. It wasn't heart surgery.
Right.
Wow. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's a no, Carson. I'm sorry. There will be no second sushi date or anything, any other kind of date with Olivia, but we appreciate you both being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. My big brother rode an Indian scout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.